Hello?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a survey and trying to see if we can help us out by answering a couple of questions real quick.
Okay.
All right. Pretty good. All right. Thank you, sir. So before anything else, you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. And let me ask, am I speaking with the name person on the list? Is this Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin Ezer.
Thank you, sir. First, are you in a safe place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Are you, you're not driving right now for the moment, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, sorry, African-American, Black, mixed, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
African-American, Black.
All right. Thank you. And what is your age?
59.
All right, thank you. Let's see. I know it's still a long way, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2020 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
All right, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
10.
All right, perfect. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your city is headed?
No. What's the question? I would say dissatisfied.
All right, perfect. Let's see. All right. And do you approve or disapprove of what Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
I'll say somewhat approve.
Okay, let's see. Thank you. Now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first person here is J.D. Vance, from 0 to 100. How do you feel?
Stay 25.
All right. And then Kamala Harris?
It's 60.
60, thank you. The Republican Party?
10.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
5.
All right. Joe Biden?
Seventy.
All right. Thank you. And the Democratic Party?
60.
60. Thank you. And Tammy Baldwin?
70.
All right. And Project 2025?
5.
All right. Let's see. 5. All right. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat, Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, sorry, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? Or if you are undecisive, please say so.
Harris.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means is very convincing reason to vote, 5 means is somewhat convincing convincing reason, and 0 means is not a all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You may use any numbers between 10 to, from 0 to 10. So this is some of the reasons, and if you can choose from 0 to 10 to see if it's convincing to vote for the 2024 elections. The first one it shows is MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in the country. If they erase our history, we risk preparing the same mistakes and horrors of all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want the history to history our children learn to emphasize the contribution and importance of all Americans regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. How important do you think is vote on the 2024 elections despite this this statement?
I would say 10.
10, thank you. All right, thank you. And next one shows elections have been real consequences on our lives. Trump PAC Supreme Court has undetermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action law against help people of color gain access of equal employment and education opportunities, to roll back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loans forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put check on this out of control court trying to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this?
I rate that also 10.
All right, thank you. Next one, Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requests a billion dollars in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting, and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and give more tax cuts to oil and gas industries. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
8.
8, thank you. And next one, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term. We know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political powers and to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back in power. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
8.
Thank you, sir. Sometimes over the course of surveys, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. So these are statements, and from 0 to 10, you can use them to see if it's convincing or not convincing to vote for her. The first one is shows Kamala, the first statement. Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that will reserve the opportunity of Roe. Hello, you still there? You gotta be kidding.